All right, let's go to our good friend Lee Hammer, who is the operations manager of our little cluster there, and of course the program director of KMBR. And we talked about the event, the Dave Dravecki event, which is coming up at the City Club April 14th. And Lee, I know you want to mention it again, and it's going to be a great night with Dave Dravecki. What's up with you today?
Well, Marty, the sun is out here in the Bay Area right now. It rained a lot yesterday, but it's going to be a good day here today, but an even better day down there in Scottsdale. And, you know, hope the Giants can get some good work in and get ready for their opener. But as you said, I'm here to talk about the Dave Dravecki event. It's our City National Bank Dinner with a Legend, and I was on yesterday, and we talked about it. We got a lot of good positive feedback. A lot of people bought tickets, and I believe we only have about 20, 25 tickets left. So I want to let people know about it right now. It's a great evening. It's $50, which is all-inclusive beer and wine, and you get dinner and an hour of listening to Dave Dravecki speak. And you talk about a motivational speaker and stories from when he played and what he went through. It's an evening you'll never forget, I promise. It's Thursday, April 14th at the City Club in San Francisco. And the way you sign up, it's very simple. You go to knbr.com, and it's right there on the homepage, knbr.com, and click on the link for the Dinner with a Legend, Thursday, April 14th. And for $50, it's the cost of a couple of beers and a couple of hot dogs, and you're going to listen to one of the greatest Giants that's ever played the game, and a truly remarkable story. He's just a great person.
Yeah, I love it. Andy Baggerly is with us, Lee, as we sit here today, our KMBR insider. Andy, I think you're in Colorado that day. I think you may miss it.
I'm going to have to take a bottle of fine Santa Rita wine with me and enjoy it in Colorado. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Andy. How are you? Thanks for everything, all the insights you give to us here at KMBR. That's great.
Oh, of course. Hope to see you out here soon.
Yeah, Lee's coming next week.
Excellent.
Be there next weekend. But again, just I want to say I'll try and maybe check back with you maybe in the post game today, Marty, on the number of tickets available. But I'm encouraging all Giants fans, if you're home right now or if you're near a computer or you can even log in through your smartphone, get in. This one is going to sell out. It's going to sell out quickly. So please make sure you get it because I don't want anyone to be disappointed. Go to the homepage at knbr.com and click on the link to the Dinner with a Legend. It's only $50, but it's not really the cost. It's also benefits the TLC for Kids program, which is a great program that rebuilds sports fields around the Bay Area. But to have the chance to sit in a small room, it's a quaint room, and hear Dave Dravecki tell his story, it's a great, uplifting story.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, I will tell you this. He is very passionate about baseball, even today. And I talked to him a little bit about having sort of, you know, the computer umpires. And he almost jumped out of his seat when I talked about that. So he is very passionate about baseball. So I'm looking forward to having Dave there. So, Lee, it'll be terrific. Doug Greenwald's going to be with us on the postgame today. And, Lee, I'll suggest this. If you have KMBR, tweet to me. Put at Baseball Marty in the tweet. And I will retweet that to all of my followers so we can get some more people involved.
Great. And speaking of your followers, Marty, if you've ever heard these Dinner with the Legends before, like I said yesterday, we've had the Brian Murphy host a few, and Tom Tolbert hosted a couple of those, and we had Kate Scott host one. I'm looking for a host for this. So if this thing were to sell out today, if we get this thing sold out today, that means that it's fans of Marty Lurie who are interested. And maybe we ask Marty to kind of host that night if he's available. So,
Marty,
I'm putting you on the spot, Marty. Yeah. You know, you try to get this thing sold out today, and you can be our host.
All right. Thanks, Lee. So give us a call this afternoon after the game.
We will. You take care, Marty.
All right. That is Lee Hammer. Okay. He's putting pressure on me.
Well, you know what, Marty? That's not that much pressure. I mean, $50 to have an open bar and listen to Dave Dravecki. I mean, it might be a tougher sell if, you know, hey, Jeremy Affeldt's going to prattle on for 4 hours. Come sit and listen to him talk about how great a hitter he was. But Dave Dravecki is about as inspiring a speaker as you could hope to listen to. Yeah. He'd probably be ready to run through a brick wall after listening to him.
And he's a good baseball man. He really is. He's got some great baseball opinions. And you look him up in the 87 playoffs, let me tell you, he was outstanding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, a gamer even before, you know, obviously everything that happened to him with having to come back from cancer and then, of course, losing his arm and everything. Literally,
well, he pitched.
We talk about the cliche of, oh, he gave his arm for the team. I mean, it's literal in his sense.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right, Andy Baggerly with us. As you know, we introduced him here. When Lee Hammer was on, Andy mentioned Santa Rita wine, and, you know, I enjoy those finer things in life and Santa Rita wine, which, Andy, you got a bottle of that last year. I know you enjoyed it.
Yeah, you did not give me a low-shelf bottle either. I mean, no. you gave me some pretty premium stuff.
It's good.
So we enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's all 90-plus. I don't know all these things about wine, but it's definitely Santa Rita wines right up
we
there.
We treated it Marty. We tried a little aerated it, decanted it, got a little better after a while, let it open up.
This is a man who grows his own coffee. So
yeah. I don't grow my own coffee, Marty. I just roast it.
Former Jeopardy champion. I appreciate it. All right. But you can go to Andronico's. He makes me laugh. Berkeley on Shattuck. Berkeley and Solano on Solano Avenue, San Francisco, San Anselmo, Los Altos. All right, Andy, let's get to baseball. Jeff Samardzija today, the Dodgers. A little bit of a buzz, huh?
No, I definitely think so, especially with the Dodgers. I mean, you got to remember they've won the division 3 years in a row, and they are still looking for a World Series title for the first time since 88. But, you know, the Giants want to beat these guys. And it took 97 wins to be the second wild card in the National League. And I'll tell you what, with the Brewers, the Braves, you know, a lot of the Reds, a lot of these teams forecasted to lose a lot of games in the National League, it's probably going to take 95-plus to be that second wild card this year. So if you're the Giants, your clearest path to the playoffs is not the first wild card. It's not the second wild card. It's winning your division.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, they sure would like to beat the Dodgers, who won the division, you know, the last 3 years. So.
And the other thing is winning the division, look at the Pittsburgh. 2 years in
sure.
a row they ran into Bumgarner and Arrieta.
Yeah.
And Clint Hurdle says it, you know, it's like bull riding. You know, we got the best bull both times, you know, we got hurt here.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the wild card team. You don't need it. You really don't.
Well, I mean, I think the wild card game is great. I love the fact that people say it's not fair. Your season comes down to one game. Well, win your division. It's very simple.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you actually have a penalty getting in as the wild card because you have to burn probably your best pitcher. And you have to deal with the sort of NCAA tournament, you know, win or go home mentality of it. I mean, everyone loves elimination games. Everyone tunes in for them because there's so much riding on it. And so I love the playoff format the way it is. I think it's a stroke of genius. I think it's worked very well to date. And obviously, if you're a Pirates fan, you might have some misgivings. But, hey, that's why you got to win your division.
Did you see Pence's batting practice today?
I heard about it. It was on the backfield, I guess.
No, right here.
Oh, I was on the backfield,
yeah,
so I missed it.
Yeah, I was on the air watching him. And he had like three right out. I mean, he just crushed three.
He was impressive yesterday when I saw him.
The fourth one just hit the top of that gringo sign out there in left field.
Okay.
And that was that. So it looked like he was swinging easily, too. And Posey looked good. And Pagan was in, came in the next group. Span was in that group. What do you think of Span so far?
Well, I think it's kind of hard to say, Marty, because he hasn't played any outfield yet and probably won't until the middle of next week. It's kind of funny. We're going to get more than a quarter of the way through the spring training exhibition season, and the Giants won't have any of their three outfielders actually in the outfield. And then they hope to begin populating those guys in there by the middle of next week. Bruce Bochy really has had good things to say about what Angel Pagan has done in terms of, you know, doing extra work out there in left field, getting more reads off the bat. You know, I think he really wants to be comfortable out there. They want him to be comfortable out there before they play him in a game. And obviously, Pence, with his Achilles, he's going to have to run the bases and do it a little bit aggressively before they clear him to play in a game, no matter how good he looks, you know, at the plate. And with Span, they're taking it very cautious with him, too. And the story I wrote for the paper this morning was about that very fact that you know, these three outfielders, we're not going to see them not only play together but see them at all until, you know, the middle of next week when basically we're a quarter of the way through these exhibition games. But with Span, he told a funny story about he knew exactly what his numbers were as a DH in his career, and they weren't very good, and they were 0 for 5. And there's a story behind it, so you'll have to find the story that I wrote and read about that. But he's been the DH for two games, Marty. He's had 5 at-bats. He's 0 for 5.
I don't think Paddock's gotten a hit yet either.
Yeah, and, you know, Crawford hasn't gotten locked in. But, you know, that's the thing. You heard Bruce Bochy in your open there talking about how the team is pretty much set. And when the team is set, I think Bochy says, you know, I don't need to see how these guys are going to coalesce or play together. I don't need to really get a lot of information on who's hot, who's not. He knows who this team is, apart from maybe the third catcher versus the fifth outfielder versus finding a way to keep a Corey Guerin in the bullpen who's out of options. He knows who his starters are. He knows basically how he wants to order them. And so why waste bullets here? Why risk injury here? Just like Pence got hurt in the spring last year with one fastball gets away from a minor league kid, and all of a sudden the guy who's your biggest Iron Man misses 110 games. So, I think Bruce Bochy's just really being strategic with slow playing everyone, and that's a luxury he can have because he doesn't need to see these guys play together. He knows how he wants to order them, and he believes that they don't need a lot of time to come together and begin to have that chemistry together.
Jarrett Parker's had a nice spring. Hasn't shown the power yet, but he's defensively ran down a ball in the outfield, a nice throw the other day to third. He's gone the other way. He is not striking out a lot, and I realize it's just spring training, people throwing fastballs. And then Williamson yesterday, boy, he just crushed a couple. These two guys, I know they're getting a lot of playing time, and my favorite is Gorky's in center field. I love the way this guy throws and the tools and all that stuff. This little group of the three extras, I don't know. Well, you're extra bags, but the three extras, I don't know. Maybe they're opening eyes here.
No, don't ask me to run down a ball in the gap. I'll probably strain something, and it won't look too good. But, no, you're right. Gorky Hernandez is playing a ton, and I think that he might have a legitimate shot to make this team, especially if it looks like guys like Pagan and Span maybe aren't at full speed. A lot of it depends on the health of your regulars and where you need coverage. And if you need more coverage on the pitching staff, then you carry an extra long guy or an extra pitcher. If you need more coverage in the infield because a couple people are nicked up, then maybe you carry the extra infielder. So a lot of it comes down to how people play, obviously, but a lot of it also comes down to how the regulars are looking and how healthy they are. And you, a lot of these roster decisions come down to inventory, who they want to hang on to or otherwise would lose, and just covering themselves in every conceivable way as you run through game scenarios in your head.
You think Matt Cain starts the season in the active list or DL?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. You know what?
You're a former Jeopardy champion.
Everyone's saying that he's got enough time. I'm going to guess that I would say it's more likely he starts on the DL, and that's really just a gut feeling. And that's only because of everything he's been through. I don't think they're going to want to rush him. I think he started playing catch today, so that's a good sign. And he was throwing pretty well before the cyst thing happened.
Yeah.
So, this next week's going to be pretty key to see how quickly he can ramp up, get back on the mound, and get him back into a game because, he loses 10 days of not throwing at all. So now if he loses another 5 days building back up, then maybe he only makes it in like 3 exhibition games. Is that going to be enough? I don't know. I would say that, if he's not dealing with everything he's dealt with the previous 2 years, yeah, he'd make it. But my gut kind of tells me that they'll be very cautious with him.
Yep, I agree. Andy, thank you so much as always.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
A pleasure. That is Extra Bags. You can read him on Twitter at the Bay Area. Are you still the Bay Area newspaper group?
We are.
Still called that?
Bay Area News Group, yeah. Now that The East Bay papers are going to be called the East Bay Times of the Contra Costa Times and Oakland Tribune. And then the San Jose Mercury News is now the Mercury News, and will also include the San Mateo Times will also be Mercury News now.
So. Terrific. All right. But you're still Extra Bags on Twitter, right, with two
yes,
G's?
Yes. Or you can just Google Giants Extra. That's very easy.
Okay.
And it'll take you right to my blog. And everything I write, whether it's for the paper or only online, I post everything there. Just make it a one-stop shopping. That's the easiest thing to do. So find Giants Extra, bookmark that. And, of course, I'll tweet links to everything that I write as well. And, hey, if you follow on Twitter, I love it. That's great. Thank you so much. But the chief thing I do, obviously, is write for the site. So follow those links, click on those links, and keep up to date.
All right. Thank you, Andy. All right. All right. That's it. That's our show for today. We're going to join John and Dave. John and Dwayne today. And, of course, Brian here running the show for them. It's Samarja, Zach Lee. It's Giants Dodgers. I'll be back on the postgame with Doug Greenwald today. Coming up, Giants-Dodgers right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.